Perek Beis Bishul Seif Savi Beis. We're learning about Hatmona. Habo Liten B'Shabbos Tov Machl Ka Asher Einu Munach B'Teich Kli B'Teich Mayim Chamim Shebekli Amnos L'Chamimoy Kigoyin B'Noisin Beit Zekosha Kulufa B'Teich Mayim Chamim She'Einu Malayesh V'Chein Habo Liten Dva Machl Ka K'en Chatzich Az'Ov B'Teich K'Oz Ha'Chamim Cholin She'Einu Malayesh מחס אויסם בלחמם אמנוס לחמם מוי. יש תיו ואומו שאין בזה איזה עצמונה וצורכין ואיהו. What do you say? So now we discuss the case when you want to put inside water or food in a kli. You want to put a bottle inside the water in order to heat it up inside the water. And we said, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you're not allowed to do it. Now we want to say, what is the case which you don't want to put it inside the kli? You want to put the food itself inside the different foods inside water. You want to take an egg which is peeled, he says. We'll see why it's peeled in a minute. It's peeled. You want to put it inside water. Or you want to take a piece of chicken and you want to put it inside the cholent. Then the poskim say you're allowed to do that. He says sorochin. I don't know why he says sorochin. I call upon him. The poskim say you're allowed to do that. Why? Because we don't consider that you are going and cooking it separately. You're going and doing hatzmona. We consider it one food. You've got food here which has got an egg inside it, and you're cooking the food. He discusses the case when he did it on Shabbos itself. So on Shabbos itself, of course, you can't do it when it's on the fire. You can only do it when it's off the fire. Doing on the fire is a problem from Bishul, Chazorah. You're not allowed to do that. So where we're discussing, it's on Erev, discussing you did it on Shabbos itself. You did it on Shabbos itself, then you have the problem, then you have a Shaila, whether it's considered Hatzmon or not. So we come along and say it's not Hatzmona. Poskim can say it's not Hatzmona because it is considered one food altogether. Now, what he says, Dabka on Shabbos, what will happen if you want to do it in Erev Shabbos? And Erev Shabbos, everybody agrees without any fakers that you're allowed to do it, because if you put it on the fire together with the other food, we don't look at the differentiation between you're putting one food inside another food. We say you're putting both foods on the fire. That was not half a minute ago and say it should be Hatzmona. When do we have a half a minute to say Hatzmona is if you got one food which is already cooked, you got cholent already, and you take an egg and you put it inside the cholent. So maybe you'll think that since you're putting it now inside the cholent, it's considered as if you got food already and you're doing Hatzmona in the food, then Kamashulan is not called Hatzmona in the food. Now, all what we're discussing is only according to the Mishnah Berurah. According to the Chazon Ish, said, even if you got in the kli, which you put into the water, it's got no problems from Hatzmona. Because he says there's no Hatzmona in food. So we're not discussing according to the Chazon Ish. We're discussing according to the Mishnah Berurah. According to the Mishnah Berurah, it says there is something which is called Hatzmona in food. Do we say here you're doing Hatzmona or not? So the person says it's not considered Hatzmona because it's considered one food altogether. You made it in one food. And by putting it one food into a different food, it's still considered one food. So if Savi Gimel Nesina Tova Machel Otuf the Sakit the Sech Kedesa Chamin. Now we discussed before putting it in with a kli or putting it with a kli with the food itself. Now we want to say something in between, in a bag. You put it in a bag. Mota Litin Mev Shabbos the Sech Kedesa Chamin Machel Otuf the Sakit Bad. Or in Nia Aluminium. You go in Orez or Kugel Kriyut with that. Maybe there is a Tmona Afka Shakola Machel Mukhusa Bachamin. The Yeshe Tzvichel Lassus Churim Benia Aluminium, Kadesha Chamim Yitnu Tam Bamachel Yik Hakol Nidin Kamachel Echad Rei Ha'or. Shlem Zama wants to say, if you put it into tinfoil, if you put food into tinfoil, let's say you've got Kugel, you put it into tinfoil, or you've got, he says, also case you put rice in the tinfoil, and you put it into the cholent. Or you put it in a bag, a plastic bag, you put it into the cholent. It says in Flim Zalman, it's not considered Hatzmona, even if you put it fully in the food, it's still not considered Hatzmona. That's the other sages, Shevet Halevi, Minchas Yitzchak, Rabbi Eliashiv, they want to say it's a problem for Matzmona. What do they give you an Eitzah? Is to make holes inside the bag. If you make a hole inside the bag, then the food, then the tam from the cholent would go into the food which is inside the bag. Then according to everybody, it's allowed because it's not considered two foods. Like we said before, if you put one food into another food, it's not a problem. The same thing here. If you make holes inside, it's considered in one food. The whole machlekes is only if you have a bag or a tin foil which doesn't have a hole inside it. And we say, a lot of poskim wants to say it's a problem from Hatzmona. But if you have holes inside it, everybody agrees it's not a problem from Hatzmona. Not poskim or holes, you shouldn't either do that on Erev Shabbos. That means if you want to put inside the cholent on Erev Shabbos, kishka, what's inside an egg, you want to put it in a bag. Some poskim, there were a few shlemi zamos, a problem altogether to go and put it on the fire like that. Even though it's Hatzmona, but Moshe heavily says it's not called Hatzmona. According to the mission, according to the other poskim, they want to go say you've got problems from Hatzmona, therefore you should make holes. Therefore you should make holes in the bag or make holes in the tin foil. That's what they say. And even if you do it on Erev Shabbos, one should do make holes in the tin foil. One should make holes in the bag. That's, or again, we have to say it's only according to the Mishnah Berurah. According to the Chazon Ish, altogether you've got no problem from Hatzmona in such things, because the Chazon Ish holds there's no Hatzmona in food or in water.